Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, there are two types of approach to every one of us. The approach of the world and the approach of God. The approach of the world changes according to the culture and the way of life. When the culture changes, the way of life changes. And when the way of life changes, the approach to each one of us is changing. You know, this world approach to us is like use and throw, discard. You know, in those days when our parents are our grandparents were there, the culture was different. The way of life was different. But now, everything changed. The culture has been changed, and the way of life has been changed. And in those days, if any furniture or any, you know, like a TV or dishwasher or any other furniture in our house, if they are not working well, they will call for a man who knows to repair it. And they will reuse it. But nowadays, we just discard them. We just throw them. Any electronics or TV or dishwasher, any house use things, if they are not working, we just throw them, just use and throw. That is how the world approach to every one of us today. If you are useful, you will be appreciated and you are wanted. But if you are not useful, you are just discarded. You are just thrown away. We are becoming like commodity in this world. That's how the world is approaching us. But approach of the God is different. God's approach is totally different from the worldly approach. You know, God seeks the broken ones. Yes, the Bible says, we are like the broken pot. God wants to use that broken pot. He wants to, you know, put us together, fix us, and he wants to use us in his ministry. There are so many people whom we can give example from the Bible and outside the Bible, who were broken in this world, but God chose them and fixed them. They were like a broken pot. God fixed them and God used them for spreading the glory and God's word. So, to those people or those who are chosen by God, God reveals them. And he makes them new. He makes them a worthy people. He is not using and throwing us, but he wants us always, even if we are broken, he wants us always close to him. So he wanted to reveal himself to those people. You know, we read in the letter of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, in the past, God spoke or God revealed to his people through various ways, through prophets or through patriarchs or through kings or judges. But in our time, God spoke to us or revealed to us through his own Son. So when the time came, Jesus He revealed himself and he revealed the Father, revealed the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, when we speak about Epiphany, the revelation of God, at the beginning, in the second century onwards, they started to celebrate this feast, Epiphany, which means revelation or manifestation, we know. And it was in the Eastern, in the Western Church, in our side, Epiphany is mainly based on God's revelation to the outside the world, the Gentiles especially. So these wise men, the Magi, who came to visit, you know, they were pagans. So God revealed to those pagans, that's what we celebrate in the Western side, God's revelation to the Gentiles. But in the Eastern side, they celebrate Epiphany as a revelation to the whole world. They take the event of baptism, the baptism of our Blessed Lord, when Jesus received baptism in the hand of John the Baptizer. You know, it was revealed, Father was speaking and the Holy Spirit was resting upon Jesus. The three persons in Godhead was revealed when Jesus was receiving baptism. So it is to the whole world, it is revealed that one God in three persons, and Jesus was, you know, very clearly elaborating through his ministry who Jesus or who the second person was or who the Holy Spirit is or who the Father is. So through his 3 years of ministry, he elaborately, he, you know, spoken to the people. So, you know, not only the revelation to the Gentiles, to the Magi, and also the revelation to the world, that is through the baptism of our Blessed Lord, God revealed for first time. Of course, in the Old Testament, he revealed. But in the New Testament, you see, after when Jesus started his ministry, Jesus reveals himself at the very first speaking to the people. When he went to synagogue, they handed him, you know, the scroll of book of Isaiah. And he took that scroll and he, you know, read from the scroll of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me," or "He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor." And at the end, when he read and finished, he said, this is important, Jesus said to the people, those who were listening to him, "You know, this prophecy is being fulfilled by your hearing. By your hearing, this prophecy is being fulfilled." So he speaks about himself. He is the one who is sent by the Father to bring glad tidings to the poor and bring liberty to captives, and to cast out demons, and to bring good health to the people. So he speaks about himself, that by hearing this, the prophecy is being fulfilled, because it is me, Jesus reveals to those people when he came and stood for first time to speak in the synagogue. And also Jesus revealed in the very first miracle, when Jesus went to attend marriage in Cana, we know Mother Mary, what she did. In the very first miracle, Jesus said, "Fill these jars with water." And Jesus turned that water into wine. Why he told them to fill the jar with water? You know, he gets power even by his words. He can bring miracle directly. He can bring, you know, wine in the jars. He told them to fill all the jars with water. You know, water is the symbol of every one of us. The wine is symbol of divinity. That's why when we consecrate, or before consecration, when the deacon or the priest adds in the chalice after pouring the wine, he adds little water. And while adding little water, the priest or deacon prays, "By the mystery of water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled to share himself." So the humanity is water, the divinity is wine or the blood. So they come together. Jesus came to bring these two together. He wanted to fill us with his divine power, what we have lost. You know, that's why when Jesus was crucified on the cross, we know when one of the soldiers pierced his side, the water and blood came. Water is the symbol of his human nature, and blood is the symbol of his divine nature. He is uniting both. That's why he became human. He came among us because he wants us once again back to the, you know, that divine realm. So he revealed himself each time, whenever he spoke to the people, not only these occasions, but each time when he came forward to speak to the people, he revealed about himself and he called everybody to that divinity. So we are the people who are called to be one with Christ. And that's why, that is the one of the main reason that why he has to come into this world, why he had to reveal himself, reveal the Father and the Holy Spirit, to make us to understand we are not only human, but we are also called to be divine, one with Christ. Dear friends in Christ, you know, when this Magi came to visit our blessed Lord, baby Jesus, we know they brought three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Of course, we know why they brought the gold, because Jesus is the true King of universe. The gold symbolizes the kingship, and frankincense symbolizes his divinity. So Jesus is a divine, and human as well. I mean, in order to show that he is divine, the frankincense was brought, and the myrrh is an oil which is used for embalming the bodies, so which symbolizes his suffering, death, and resurrection. So as a king, he calls us to be in the part of his kingdom by giving us that divine power. And he did not stop with that. To show his love, he suffered, died, and rose again, and by which we have a new life. We received the divine power, and we become once again the sons and daughters of God. So let us ask God today, as he reveals, I mean, it is not only in the past, even today, he reveals to people in different ways to make them to understand, to come back and be united with him. So as we receive that revelation, let us move forward with the divine, you know, holy heart, to bring others to be the part of that divine nature of Christ. that we all will make the real kingdom of God here on earth and enter into the eternal happiness together. So for that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.